This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for my opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing with the trade in the grains here on Friday?
Downdraft for the grains. We had a mostly lower session yesterday. By the end of the close, we did have some perk up, though. And so these moves aren't with full conviction, I would say. There's definitely a tentative approach to the market. You can tell there's some defense being played on the speculators that are holding net longs in the corn and soybeans and some short covering to a bigger degree in the wheat lately. A lot of storylines, of course. When you talk about wheat, it's about Russia and that market potentially rebounding. We're watching for the impact of any movement on a hopeful deal to end the war in Ukraine. Beyond that, here at home, U.S. winter wheat conditions somewhat softer than they were a year ago, early for that crop, but also thinking ahead towards the spring and seeing relatively depressed new crop values that could discourage planting of the spring crop. So a couple factors in play there to help hold the wheat in its recent gains. You have the corn and soybeans battling what have been really good data on demand, both exports and processing, whether it's ethanol or soy-based renewable diesel. You have, though, the uncertainty about what's ahead, certainly about the trade and tariffs and all that goes along with the political front. So it's a mixed market, mostly lower here so far today as we head into the weekend.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn, down 4.5 at 490 3/4. March soybeans, down 6 1/4 at 1054 1/4. March soybean meal, down 370 at 302.70. March soybean oil, up 21 cents at 45.61. Chicago wheat, down 3.5 at 584 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, down 2 cents at 626 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat, down 0.5 cent at 607 even. March oats, down 4 1/4 at 359 3/4. On the Merck, February live cattle up 12 cents at $200.75. March feeder cattle up 25 cents at $265.55. April lean hogs down 32 cents at $91.42. Class 3 milk is down 9 cents at $20.28. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.